Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report. Last week, we talked a little bit about proper harvesting and storage of squash and pumpkins. And as the weather starts to turn colder this week, what more appropriate topic than harvesting apples and pears? If you're looking to harvest apples, a taste test is usually the best way to determine whether or not they're ready to harvest. Mature apples will be firm, crisp, juicy, well-colored, and have developed a characteristic variety flavor. Color alone is not usually a good indicator, as red delicious apples, for example, will often turn red before fruit are mature. Fruit harvested too early will be sour, starchy, and not have a good full flavor. Apples harvested too late will be soft and mushy. Once apples are harvested at the peak of ripeness, you want to make sure they stay that way for as long as possible. Temperature and relative humidity during storage are critical for maintaining a maximum storage life. Ideal storage conditions for apples are between a temperature of 30 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit with a relative humidity between 90 to 95%. When provided with optimum storage conditions, Jonathan and Red Delicious apples can be stored up to 3 to 6 months. Apples stored at a temperature of 50 degrees Fahrenheit will spoil 2 to 3 times faster than those stored at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Additionally, apples will shrivel during storage if the relative humidity is too much lower than 90%. Pears should not be allowed to ripen on the tree, in contrast to apples. If fruit are left on the tree to ripen, stone cells will develop in the fruit, giving it a gritty texture. Tree-ripened fruit is also usually not as fully flavored as home-ripened fruit. Pears should be harvested when the color of the fruit changes from a deep green to a light green, and the small spots on the fruit surface change from white to brown. At the time of harvest, pear fruit should still be firm, not soft. Instead of on the tree, pears should be ripened indoors at a temperature of 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The ripening process will take about 7 to 10 days. If you want to ripen fruit quickly, you may place it in a sealed plastic bag, as pears give off ethylene gas, which will accumulate in the bag and promote quicker ripening. Unripened pears can be stored at a temperature of 30 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit and a relative humidity of 90%. Pears can be stored for approximately 1 to 3 months directly after picking before they're ripened. Remove the stored fruit about 1 week prior to use so it has time to ripen before you eat it. Another question we get a lot this time of year is fruit that just looks a little bit off. If you've got black spots or blotches on your apples, the problem may be sooty blotch or fly speck. These are two different fungal diseases that often occur together on apples. Sooty blotch will appear as a dark brown to black, half-inch or larger smudge on the surface of the apple. Fly speck will produce clusters of round, shiny black dots, with individual dots being about the size of a pinhead. Environmental conditions that favor this disease development include moderate temperatures and extended wet periods in late summer and early fall, such as the humid weather we've had this year. Sooty blotch and fly speck live on the surface of the fruit. Damage is mainly cosmetic, so the apples are still safe to eat, they're just not very attractive. Proper cultural practices and fungicides can help control these two diseases. Proper pruning of apple trees and thinning of the fruit will promote drying and help reduce the severity of these diseases. Keeping the apple tree canopy open so air can circulate can also help. Fungicides may be necessary for control if the disease is severe. Also, if control measures fail, sooty blotch and fly speck can be removed from the surface of the apple with vigorous rubbing. If you have tan-colored rough spots on the surface of your pears, it's probably caused by russeting. Russeting may also develop on the surface of apples. While affected fruit are not very attractive, again, this russeting will not affect the eating quality of the fruit. Several factors may be responsible for russeting, including high humidity, rainfall or heavy dew, cold temperatures, or the use of certain fungicides. Genetics may also play a role. Some pear varieties are more likely to develop russeting than others. Since most factors responsible for russeting are beyond our control, little can be done to prevent its occurrence. But, again, the quality of the pear, or eating quality, will not be affected. It's just a cosmetic problem. If you have any questions about harvesting or storing apples, pears, or any other fruits, feel free to give us a call. Otherwise, happy eating, and we'll talk to you next week. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.